T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police involved shooting in North Wichita. We've got the story.
Toddler drowns in swimming pool in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some low clouds moving in may hold our temperature down a bit today, but look out for the rest of the week. A big warm-up coming Tuesday and especially Wednesday. Our full forecast is on the way.
A nationwide immigration crackdown began Sunday, promised by President Trump, though officials released few details about the operation.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say the thousands of undocumented immigrants they have targeted are those with final deportation orders. Acting ICE Director Matt Albans told Fox News the ICE officers are just doing their jobs.
We are doing targeted enforcement actions against specific individuals who have had their day in immigration court and have been ordered removed by an immigration judge.
Assistant House Speaker Ben Ray Lujan on Fox News Sunday said President Trump should be going after criminals, not children and families.
I'm terrified as to the fear that the president is instilling in families, the impact that this is going to have on small businesses across America.
Cities on the target list included New York, Miami, and Atlanta. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating an officer-involved shooting near 51st and North Meridian, south of Valley Center. Captain Lem Moore says the incident started as a domestic disturbance at a home and involved a family member who was not wanted at that location. When officers arrived, the suspect tried to run, was not cooperative. Then the 26-year-old man became aggressive.
There was one officer that ended up shooting in that situation. The individual at that time was considered critically injured and was taken to a local hospital.
The officer was not injured.
A 2-year-old boy is dead following a drowning at a home in southeast Wichita.
Police say they were called to a home in the 2200 block of South Linden around 11:30 Saturday morning. The boy's father found him unresponsive in a pool and managed to pull him out and started life-saving measures, but was unsuccessful in resuscitating the boy. In a news release, Officer Charlie Davidson says the boy and his parents were temporarily staying at the home when the boy crawled through a doggy door and fell into the pool. The investigation into the incident continues. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A 27-year-old Valley Center man was arrested in Texas on first-degree murder charges that stem from an incident that occurred in Wichita last April. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect, Malcolm Norris, was located in Texas and extradited to Wichita. Shooting took place in the 1200 block of North Minnesota April 1st. Neighbors reported gunshots.
Upon arrival, officers located 23-year-old Marquez Hutton of Wichita outside of a residence with a gunshot wound. Hutton, unfortunately, died from his injuries on the scene. The incident was not random, and investigators have presented the case to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office, who charged Norris with first-degree murder and the death of Hutton.
Norris is being held in the Sedgwick County Jail. There have been 13 criminal homicides in Wichita this year.
Tropical Depression Barry brought torrential rain across the Gulf Coast yesterday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards held a news conference speaking about what's ahead for his state.
Over the next several days, we will start our preliminary damage assessments that will be run out of GOSEP here with some of our federal partners, particularly FEMA, to go out and take a look and see where the damages occurred. And right now, we are still very much in the response mode, not the recovery mode.
Barry initially made landfall in Louisiana Saturday, briefly strengthening into a hurricane, then downgraded to tropical storm Saturday, then downgraded to tropical depression yesterday. The National Hurricane Center predicts Barry will continue to bring heavy rain to parts of Louisiana today.
A deadly crash on a highway in the Sooner State is no accident.
Two people are dead, four injured after a suspected road rage attack in Oklahoma. Authorities say a driver who was drinking deliberately forced another vehicle into oncoming traffic on a highway, causing a head-on collision. Officials did not comment on what led to the confrontation 120 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. The driver of the vehicle causing the crash reportedly leaving the scene before being arrested. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big trade yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. We'll highlight that coming up in sports.
Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach appeared on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sunday evening, former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach appeared on the John Whitmer Show to discuss his upcoming run for the U.S. Senate. Kobach outlined the three cornerstones of his upcoming campaign.
And the three cornerstones or pillars of my campaign are illegal immigration, as you mentioned, where I've spent the better part of the past two decades working to stop illegal immigration. The second one is the Constitution. I was a constitutional law professor for 15 years, and I feel like I could move the ball there. And then the third one is what you just mentioned, the size of federal government overreach.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday evenings at 7 here on KNSS.
The Wall Street Journal reporting yesterday that government and industry officials say Boeing's 737 MAX planes may be grounded until next year because of the time it will take to fix flight control software and make other changes. Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles with more.
Industry insiders are skeptical. Fixes to the 737 MAX jets have faced repeated setbacks, including a new flight control problem that was uncovered just last month, unrelated to the faulty MCAS system that led to the two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia.
Boeing grounded the jets in March following those two deadly crashes.
A new poll finds several of the Democrat presidential hopefuls defeating President Trump. Fox's Garrett Tenney in Washington has more.
A new Wall Street Journal NBC poll is a pretty encouraging snapshot for Democrats. In hypothetical matchups against President Trump, each of the top four Democratic candidates comes out ahead. Joe Biden has the largest advantage with a 9-point lead over Trump. Bernie Sanders is ahead by 7, Elizabeth Warren by 5, and Kamala Harris leads by a single point. The reason Biden does so well in the poll, though, is he beats Trump with independent and suburban voters, while the other three Democrats either tied Trump or narrowly lost with those groups.
The Democrat candidates will appear at a second round of debates on July 30th and 31st. KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning we've got the gasoline prices at the low end, around $2.43 a gallon is what we're seeing out there. So not much change over the weekend, just a few more stations coming down to that $2.43 a gallon. And some road construction starting up today. They're going to be closing McLean right there, right around the new baseball stadium. You're going to have to find a way around that because they won't be letting people through on McLean there at the baseball stadium where Lawrence Dumont Stadium used to be. Right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day, some cloud cover begins to move in from the southeast. That will likely hold our temperature down throughout much of the afternoon. Low 80s at noontime, 87 for our high. Clearing tonight, our low near 70, then sunny and hot tomorrow, Tuesday 96, 100 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and 71 degrees. In Florida, a man rescues his dog from an alligator. Buddy Ackerman says he kicked the gator in the snoot after it attacked his dog while they were out on an early morning walk. Excuse me. The gator emerged from a retention pond near his Palm Harbor condominium last week and grabbed his golden retriever. Ackerman says he kicked the gator repeatedly until it loosened its grip.
Ooh.
Neither animal was injured. Tampa Bay Times reports wildlife officials came out later the same day to trap the gator. So my, you know, what I understand about gators, when they grab something, they usually drag it off into the water and do a few flips with their head and drown it.
There must have not been...
Maybe not a very big gator, or maybe not seriously wanting
to. Well, if it's allowing another human being to kick it.
Yeah.
Must not have been a lot of fight back on this one.
Well, it's another story from Florida via Tennessee, where a man died this week after being infected with a flesh-eating bacteria during a trip to a Florida beach. According to news reports, the man became ill shortly after returning from vacation in Destin Beach, where he was visiting family for the 4th of July. Man's daughter says the family discovered that a large sore had developed on her dad's back once they had returned home, as well as red bumps on his arms and legs. The man died July 7th, 48 hours after his last swim in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Man's daughter says while her dad didn't have any open cuts or wounds, he did have a compromised immune system due to cancer treatments, and that may have put him at greater risk.
Obviously.
And this is not the first story we've heard
No, it's not.
Seems like this summer there have been two or three of people, usually they suffer a cut or something, and they get into the water, and there's something in there that just goes after them. Now, Destin, well, that's a huge destination. Don't we have like $75 flights down there from Wichita, something like that? But I've been there before with my family. They have a cove there that's just gorgeous for getting in the water. It's clear water with white sand, but, you know, looks are deceiving. Apparently there's some sort of bacteria in there that's deadly. That's in Florida. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we're talking this morning about Barry. Barry, it was a tropical storm, then a hurricane. Now it's a tropical depression. Barry can't decide what it's going to be, but it has problems, caused some problems down south in Louisiana. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I'm now hearing about tornadoes and such. other repercussions from that storm, huh?
Well, it was a tropical storm. It's been downgraded to depression, which means its wind speeds have gotten less. But it did come ashore over the weekend in Louisiana, originally as a hurricane, a low-level Category 1 hurricane. But it brought some storm surge and plenty of rainfall with it. Because the storm took a little bit longer to completely form and to move into closer to land, a lot of its moisture was shed during while it was still out to sea. So the rainfall totals were certainly less in coastal Louisiana than what was being predicted, which means the inland flooding wasn't as bad as predicted, and the river crested a little bit lower than was predicted. So all of these are good things. We have practically, we've got a mess left behind, of course, as we always would, southern, south of Louisiana, or south of New Orleans and heading west out to Baton Rouge and those places. But ultimately, a minimal impact, which we can really attribute to the storm being not as severe as predicted and to a good level of preparedness among people and local government.
So is a Kia on a hurricane that over the water, it picks up a lot of the moisture and water from the ocean as it comes in. Is that a key to how much we're going to see as far as damage?
Well, yes. It being out over open, warm waters is what fuels tropical weather. So when it is sitting out over the water, it is picking up that moisture, and it is also raining. As it gets closer to land, if it's moving fast, it has an opportunity to dump a lot of rain on those coastal areas. If it is moving very slow, it has the ability to rain mostly on the coastal water and not so much the coastal land. We can get into some weird scenarios like we did with Hurricane Harvey, where it sort of stalled out right on the actual coast, and half of it was picking up coastal water, and then the other half of the storm was raining it down on the coastal land. So you had a bad situation. But in this case, a slow-moving hurricane or slow-moving cyclone was able to shed most of its moisture before actually making it fully onto land. So the land, and it still, it still rained and rained significantly, but not as bad as it was predicted. We did not see really the 20 inches of rainfall. The storm is now, again, downgraded to depression status, which means it's got lower winds. It is moving north through Arkansas, eventually going to go to Missouri, and it is still raining, still has plenty of moisture to get rid of, but far less.
And if memory serves me, the actual hurricane season, if you will, goes clear through November, does it not, or do they still look at it?
Yes, and the season is June through November, and it signifies a greater chance of tropical activity. You can have tropical cyclones any time of the year. We've had them in January. Often they don't. The ones that we've had recently have not come to land, but they have formed in January. It does happen. You can have a storm in December, after the season is over. The season just signifies when there are better conditions, more conducive to more frequent development. But they can happen at any time of the year.
Eben, thank you for your help this morning. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown talking about Barry, now a tropical depression, not a hurricane or a tropical storm. It's coming up on 8:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Monday morning. And, Ted, interesting story you've got this morning in sports, a basketball team that was undefeated almost this year.
Yeah. The run came to an end, but what a first season for the Wichita Wizards basketball team. Undefeated in the regular season. Nobody beat them yesterday. The first playoff game ever for the Wichita Wizards in the MLBA playoffs. The game played in Houston against the Alamo City Aztecs. This game was really close. It went to overtime, and that's where the Wizards lost to the Aztecs, 116-115 in overtime. So the Wichita Wizards, first season is done. They went undefeated, but they lost their only playoff game.
Oh, wow.
But something to build on, obviously, for next season. Nice successful run for the Wizards. In the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, the semifinals were held yesterday. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Brooklyn Nets. Coming off the bench for the Timberwolves, former Kansas State Wildcat Barry Brown had a tough shooting day, missed 6 of his 7 shots, finished with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Tonight is the championship game of the Summer League in Vegas. as the undefeated Timberwolves take on the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll see if former Wildcat Barry Brown can get his shooting percentage back tonight. He's trying to get a roster spot with the T-Wolves. Let's take a look at the Kansas City Royals in Major League Baseball action. They lost 12-8 yesterday afternoon to the Detroit Tigers. The Royals kind of had to piecemeal together a pitching prospect for this game because their starting pitcher, Homer Bailey, was traded an hour before the game to the Oakland Athletics. Hunter Bailey, the top winner for the Royals this season on the pitching staff with 7 wins. He's been pitching really well the last couple of months. He has now been traded to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for a former first-round draft pick who is a speedy, good defensive shortstop, 23-year-old in the Oakland A's chain. Let's get reaction from this trade and some thoughts on Homer Bailey from Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost.
He did a great job for us. You know, he kind of resurrected himself, which was, I think, his intent, was our intent. He was very serviceable for us. He was great in the clubhouse. He was just a very pleasant surprise. I told him, you know, from the second we were thinking about signing him, Cal was on video studying, and Cal said, you know, I think that I can do some things to help this guy. And he bought right in and obviously turned his career around for the better. He just did a great job for us, and I'm pleased he's going to a team that has a chance to compete for their division.
So the Royals trade away their top starting pitcher, but they get a prospect at shortstop in return. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Dayton Duga, who was in single A with the Detroit Tigers. On base a couple of times yesterday, scored a run. In his last 10 games, he's batting .351. Former Shocker Dayton Duga in single A with the Tigers. Another former Shocker in single A is Gunnar Trautwine, the former Wichita State catcher in single A with the White Sox. He scored twice yesterday, was on base twice. In his last 10 games, he's batting .306. Former Wichita State catcher Gunnar Trautwine in single A with the White Sox. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita State assistant football coach, a guy named Jimmy Johnson, who spent one season in Wichita on his way up the ladder.
And then,
of course, he won national titles at Miami. And he won Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, he
must know something.
Jimmy Johnson, Hall of Fame football coach career, but way back in the day, he was an assistant with the Shockers. Happy birthday to Jimmy Johnson. He is 76 today. And his hair does not move. That's sports with Steve
right.
And Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The investigations of Trump still turning up nothing. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.